So I guess just to start off, can you tell me a little bit of the history of the work that's currently at the Pratt Museum? Like, I know it's kind of a culmination of a lot of work, so can you tell me a little bit about the history and how it got to this place?
Okay. About 2003, I built my first bike, and it started out as a friend of mine gave me a stainless steel water pump that he replaced, and it looked just perfect for building a motor, V-twin motor like in a motorcycle. So I went and built that, and then I had it on a shelf for probably a year trying to figure out what I was going to do with it. And then I pretty much decided that I think I'll build the rest of the bike. And so then I just had to look for stuff, and the wheels were the hardest part. I didn't want to use any motorcycle parts in my art. It had to be anything else. So I was able to come across a wheelchair, and I used grab rings, and I used the rims, and used the hubs, and I ended up getting the wheels made. Once I had the wheels made, then I got the rest of the bike adapted and then built the bike.
Have you always had an interest in bikes, or is that kind of?
Yeah, I have. It's, from when I was young, of course, Dad, we had a scooter, and then I worked my way up to motorcycle, and then, of course, cars. And actually, this is the 50th year since I started doing metalwork. When I was a junior in high school, this was in 66, I did a metal piece. It was stainless. It was a big thermostat for a furnace. I took it apart, put it back together, entered it. And for the county, it was a county art show between all the high schools. And took best in show. So from there, I kind of, next year, Dad kind of showed me how to weld. And then I ended up welding something out of his scraps that were laying around. And that was the first piece I sold. The high school bought it from me to put in a new library. And then from then on, I just kind of went in and out of art. I like to draw, so I did drawing. But it's the sculpture stuff that I like doing the best. So that just developed over the years. I went away from it and come back with it, depending on what was going on in the family. Sometimes I had to work all the time. There was no time to make stuff. But gradually, I think I really took off when I moved to Homer. And then I had the time, I had materials, and probably been doing it ever since. And then this is the first time that I've had all five bikes in the same place. So it was kind of fun.
In terms of the different bikes that you have, can you see any kind of like evolution of your style or your skill with making them as they go on?
Definitely. I think from the first one, of course, you learn to do things faster. Making the wheels, they're basically made with forks, and it takes over 100 forks per wheel. So when I first started doing that, the first time I come up with the idea, I would bend each fork separately in and weld them on. But then I learned to make one fork and then bend them all, match them all to that one. And so I make them all that I need to do for the one wheel. And then it's pretty fast because I can just weld, and I weld them cross back and forth. And the other thing about the bikes is the fun part too is making the engines. I don't try to copy anything that's out there. I like making and designing my own. And so you can use almost anything to make them, because you're making them, not like you're supposed to be, but like you want them.
What's one of your early memories of bikes that you really enjoy thinking back on?
Well, Dad was always good about the scooter, he got. And we played around with it and ended up putting chainsaw motor in it. A big, back in those days, the chainsaw motors were big, really heavy. And we put those in there. And Dad, even, he was almost like an engineer because he devised a two-speed system with belts. And he put that in there. And then I came across my first bikes were Ducatis. And they weren't very expensive. And I think the first one I bought was a basket case. And then Dad helped me put it together. And we got it running. You couldn't find parts back in those days. You didn't have the internet, or didn't, there was no dealerships around, especially in Montana where I was raised. And we had to take the piston out of it, and we had to actually put a ring in there out of an outboard and to get it running.
Well, thank you so much for coming by today to talk.
Thanks. You bet. Appreciate it.